Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on Facebook.com/Tantalizing Nature. For this episode, I will be reading The Drag Racer and How He Made Me Squirt, written in red by your host, Nicole. Why am I such a bad girl? The thought ran through my head as I looked down at the 24-year-old's head between my legs. Normally, I didn't have sex with guys 19 years younger than myself. But there was something he could do that absolutely amazed me. It was something I didn't think my body was capable of much until he got a hold of me. We met by chance when some friends of mine were going to a drag race at a speedway that wasn't too far from the beach town I lived in. I had never been to one before, so I was excited for this new experience. I spent a little extra time getting ready. I wore a tight black miniskirt with a white tank top. I brought a light sweater just in case I got chilly. We were in the South in May, so the weather was warm, even at night. My girlfriends came over. As I finished up, we had a couple drinks while everyone did their finishing touches. We were all in a flirty, fun mood, and not a single one of us had a man. So we were planning on having a real good time that night. We piled into two cars. The music was blaring while we sang at the top of our lungs. It didn't matter that we were in our 30s and 40s. We were going to have fun and didn't have a care in the world. At least not for tonight. We knew we were getting close when we could hear the revving of engines. That sound coursed through my body, giving me chills. I could feel the excitement as we pulled into a space. We piled out of the car full of giggles. It was then that he first caught my eyes. Well, actually, it was his car I noticed first. Out of all the cars, it was his that caught my eye. It was black, like the night, and roared like the lion, which matched the emblem on the hood, interestingly. I caught only a glimpse of the driver when he exited, since I was on the way towards the stands with my friends. I looked back to see him watching us as we made our way. I smiled at him. He was cute in a country, rugged kind of way. I caught a smile and slight lift of his head in acknowledgement. About halfway through the event, I saw that same black car pull up to the line. I could tell it was his car because I'd noticed the emblem on the front again. It was different from any I'd seen before. It was a lion holding something in one of its paws. I later learned that it was the Holden emblem and that it refers to a fable in which lions rolling stones led to the invention of the wheel. It was fitting as his car sounded like a lion roaring with all that power under the hood. I was excited to watch this mystery man race his car down the strip. I hadn't even met him yet, and already my body was tingling. I felt butterflies in my stomach as he went down the strip. My excitement grew as he overtook the other car racing beside him. For some reason, I was so turned on by this mystery man. I really hoped I'd meet him tonight. Later that night, my wish came true. when I least expected it. My attention was on some other drivers setting up to race. I first felt his presence. The air around me seemed to become charged with energy. I turned to my left to see the man from the black car standing next to me. He turned just then and gave me a crooked kind of grin. It was a cocky kind of smile that was full of confidence and sexy as hell. I finally got to have a good look at him. He had that country boy look. He was wearing blue jeans with a button-down teal shirt and a black cap. He had brown hair, dark brown, almost black eyes. I felt mesmerized for a second as I looked into his eyes. They were so dark, yet full of mystery, excitement, and passion. I would have stayed lost in his gaze, but the sound of the next cars taking off startled me. I smiled and turned to watch the cars again. My heart was pounding, and I could feel my excitement coursing through my body. There was just something about this man that had me completely lusting. I had become so distracted that I forgot I was here with my friends. Remembering, I turned around to see where they had gone. I saw they'd met up with a group of guys and were chatting with them. Just then, I heard his soft, sexy southern voice say, "Your friends leave ya." I smiled, turning back to this mystery man. "Yeah, I think they forgot about me," I laughed. "Well, it seems to me like you might need a friend," he replied with a wink. Instantly, my stomach leapt and my heart raced. It took me a few seconds to be able to think of a reply. "Are you offering?" I said, giving him a mischievous smile. He grinned back at me. "I think you know I am." "I think you're right, and I could definitely use a friend," I said, looking him up and down with my eyes. His smile was so sexy and telling. I could tell he was the type of man that takes control in the bedroom. "I bet he's good with those hands," I thought. We continued to flirt back and forth for a bit, until one of my girlfriends came over to let me know they were going to this local bar with the guys they had met. I turned to my new friend, whose name I'd found out was Peyton. "I rode with them," I said with a frown. I didn't want my time with him to end. I was enjoying it so much. "I've got a car. If you want to take a ride with me, I'll make sure you make it home safe tonight." I didn't have to think for too long before I decided, because what the hell? Why not? "That sounds perfect," I said with the biggest smile on my face. "I'll just say goodbye to my friends quickly." "Take your time," he said with a seductive grin. I grabbed my friend and ran over to the rest of the group. I assured them I was going to be fine and to go on without me. I knew I was going to have a lot more fun with Peyton than getting drunk with these other guys. I parted ways with my friends and returned to my new guy friend. I didn't know at the time, but this night would be the beginning of a very passionate relationship. "I'm all yours," I told him. "That's what I like to hear," he replied with that cute southern drawl. "What do you want to do?" I asked. "How about we get out of here and start with going for a drive?" "Sounds perfect to me," I said. My heart was beating so fast. I couldn't wait to be alone with him. He took my hand and guided me through the crowds down to the parking lot. He was such a gentleman, opening the door for me. He got in and started up the car. It was so loud that it vibrated under me, which was a turn on. We drove until we reached this secluded place somewhere out in the country. He shut off the car, and the night was filled with the sounds of nature. The air was a bit humid, but it was the perfect temperature. The stars and the moon in the sky made for the perfect lighting for romance. We talked for a bit while enjoying the night. I was surprised at how easy he was to talk to, and he smelled so good. There was just something so exciting and magnetic about him. I normally didn't have sex with men I just met, but I knew that this night I was going to make an exception. He hadn't even touched me yet, but I could feel myself starting to get wet in anticipation. He reached over and took my left hand in his, and he talked. I instantly had butterflies in my stomach. I smiled as I watched him caress my hand softly between his. He had stopped talking. I looked up where our eyes met. I could see the desire burning in his eyes. I know mine mirrored the same. Time seemed to stop as he leaned forward, bringing his hand up to softly pull me towards him. My heart leaped when his lips touched mine. My lips parted to allow his tongue entry. I could feel his passion as he slid his tongue around the inside of my mouth. I wondered what his tongue would feel like sliding up and down my other lips. My thoughts were interrupted when his lips left mine and began kissing a trail down my neck to the soft spot right by my left collarbone. Every kiss ignited my passion. My breathing was coming out ragged and my body craved to be touched and caressed. He continued his kisses down to the swell of my breasts, kissing across each one. I gasped when his mouth finally found my hard nipples, exposing them to the air before closing his mouth over one and then the other. His hand started at my knees, caressing the skin on my inner thigh, on his way up to my wetness. I worried a little that he might get turned off by how wet I was. I could feel that I was already soaking my panties. He gently nudged my legs apart, sliding his hand the rest of the way up to my very wet panties. Good and wet for me, he moaned. I bet you're almost ready to come for me, aren't you? Peyton asked. Oh, God, yes, I responded, spreading my legs more for him. That's a good girl, he said while pulling my panties to the side. I smiled as he lifted his head to take a good look at my wet pussy. I moaned when I felt the pressure of his fingers spreading me to view my soft pink opening. My head rolled back when he slid his finger inside. He caressed the inside of me, getting to know how I felt and where to please me. It took seconds before my moans became cries of pleasure. I gripped his arm while my body pulsed and my wetness began flowing onto the seat beneath me. As my body calmed, he whispered in my ear, "Next one, I'm gonna make you squirt." Yes, I moaned out. I wasn't sure he could, but it was getting to be interesting to see if he could get my body to squirt. I'd only had a couple guys that were able to, a little bit. Since my body is extremely sensitive, it didn't take long before the pressure began building inside me. "Are you ready?" he said in my ear. "Yes," I replied huskily. I couldn't wait to see if he could really do it. He pressed his thumb onto my clit with just enough pressure. He slid two fingers inside. I could feel his fingers rubbing against the top of my pussy. All of a sudden, I felt an enormous amount of pressure as I began to come and squirt. I cried out as the liquid flowed out of me. My orgasm was so intense. My legs shook as he continued to caress that spot inside me. I couldn't believe how much came out, splashing the floor of his car. He pulled his fingers out to let my body calm some. "Oh my God," I said, looking at his smiling face. "Did you enjoy it?" he asked. "Yeah. Yes, wow, yes," is all I could get out. "Ready for it again?" "Yes, but what about your car? It's getting all wet." "I don't care. It's more than worth it," he replied with that sexy sideways grin. "Bring me that top pussy," he demanded as he pushed my legs open. He again pushed his thumb down on my clit while he entered me with his fingers. My hips lifted as the pressure inside built. My legs started shaking as I squirted onto the floor again. The orgasm was incredible and intense. I lay there for a few seconds, feeling the pulsing inside me while Peyton got out of the car and walked over to the passenger door. He opened the door and undid his pants. I was excited to see what he would be giving me. I was a bit worried, as everyone knows, many guys with sports cars are, you know, compensating for what they have in their pants or what they're lacking. It was a bit disappointing to see that it was true. He was definitely compensating. That's probably why he became so good at fingering and making a girl squirt. At least he was able to get me off that way if his cock didn't do the trick. I would guess he was about 4 inches, and he was completely hard. Well, hopefully he was one of those guys that could still give it good with a smaller dick. I turned my body towards him so I could lean out and put him in my mouth. "You like that big dick in your mouth, don't you?" he asked. "Yes, it's so big," I replied. I wondered if he really thought it was big, or if he was saying it was because he knew it was on the small side. Whichever way it was, I wasn't going to tell him the truth. I could tell he was really enjoying what I was doing by his moans, especially when I sucked his balls. I continued until he made me stop when he was close to exploding in my mouth. Peyton stepped back. He pulled me up and turned me around. I bent over, putting my hands on the seat. "That looks yummy," he moaned as he spread me with his fingers. I felt his hands grip either side of my hips. Seconds later, he entered me hard. I was surprised at how good it felt. He hit that perfect spot located a few inches inside and to the top. Within a few hard thrusts, I could feel the pressure building again. I squirted out all over him and down myself. The orgasm was so intense, my legs began shaking. "You like that, don't you?" "Yes, yes, yes, I do," I cried out. He didn't stop. He continued to assault the inside of me hard. Even though it wasn't as deep as what I was used to, he was giving it to me so damn good. I had never had a man that could make me squirt on command like he could. It was absolutely amazing. I reached my hands back to grab my ass cheeks, spreading them for him. "Fuck yeah," he exclaimed at the sight. I felt the pressure building as he pounded me in that spot. He could tell I was getting ready to squirt again. Peyton grabbed my arms, holding them behind me, giving him good leverage to give it to me harder. I screamed as my liquid came gushing out. There was so much I could hear it splashing on the ground in a puddle. His thrust became extremely hard. He released my arms. Suddenly, he pulled out and swung me around. I quickly sucked his cock as he released his hot cum in my mouth. I made sure I licked up every little drop and swallowed it. "Wow," I said as I stood up. "That felt amazing." "Definitely love," he agreed. I smiled the entire ride back to my house. Even though he was on the small side, I wanted to have him again, and my body was completely satisfied. Thank you for listening to that story. And now for the next one.
Husband offered wife to police officer, written and read by myself. My husband and I walked in the door and didn't say a word. We're both so shocked at what happened tonight. I would never have dreamt that my husband would do that, and that I would go along. I felt dirty, slutty, and exhilarated at the same time. Earlier that night, my husband and I had been out with some friends for dinner. We had such a good time, we didn't realize how much we were drinking. By the time we headed out, we were both a bit tipsy, but we didn't think that we were that bad. We were halfway home on a barely used back road when red and blue lights came on behind us. I looked over and saw that my husband had been speeding a little. Shit, I thought, my husband will probably blow over the limit. The cop came over, and it wasn't long before he noticed the smell of alcohol. He took my husband out of the car to do a sobriety test. I sat and watched, just knowing he was going to jail. After the test, I watched my husband speaking with the officer while gesturing over in my direction. I was confused and wondered what they were discussing. Soon after, my husband walked over to my side of the car. I put the window down. He leaned in and said, "Baby, I don't know how to ask you this, so I'm just going to come right out and ask." "Yes, what's going on? Are you being arrested?" I asked. "I will be, unless you do something." "Me? I'm so confused now." "Baby, please don't be angry, but I offered you to the officer in exchange to let me go," he stammered out. "You did what?" I asked incredulously. "I'm sorry, baby, I don't know what I was thinking. I'll tell him I was stupid, and I'll face the consequences." I thought for a second, I didn't want my husband to go to jail. I decided I'd do it. I'll do it. He was just starting to turn and walk back to the officer. He stopped and looked at me, a bit surprised. "Are you serious? You'll do it?" he asked. "Yeah, I don't want you to get arrested, and no one is ever going to find out about this." My husband opened the door for me, and I got out, and he took my place in the passenger seat. I was thankful for the alcohol I drank now, as I took a big breath as the officer walked over to me. He looked me up and down with half a grin on his face. Luckily, I thought, he wasn't bad looking at all. I looked over at my husband, them back at the officer. Take off your clothes, the officer demanded. I stood there on the side of the road with the lights of the police car on me as I undressed. He pushed my body up against the window and began groping my ass and sucking on my already hard nipples. I could feel the cool air on my nipples as he went back and forth. I should be humiliated as this officer groped my body in view of my husband, but honestly, I had never been so turned on in my life. My pussy was so wet. I couldn't wait for him to feel how turned on he was making me. No sooner than I was thinking it, his hand slid down between my legs to find my soaking wet lips. He slid his finger up and down my slit, circling my clit before dipping down inside. I gasped as his fingers entered me, sliding in and out of my wetness. My hips bucked back and forth as he began fingering me harder and harder. My breathing came out as gasps, then moans as I felt the explosion between my legs. He moved his finger back and forth over my spot. He just knew where it was. My husband never found my spot with this much ease. Before my body could calm, the officer slid down to his knees. He had me hold one of my legs up with my hands as he began lapping my pussy with his hot tongue. I didn't even think about my husband being there anymore. I grabbed the officer's hair, pulling him closer to my pussy as he sucked my clit. I couldn't hold back. I cried out as waves of ecstasy hit me. He sucked and sucked until my body calmed. Standing up, he began undoing his pants. I slid down to my knees and waited for him to release his hard cock from my view. There's always that moment of trepidation as a man takes his pants off for the first time for a woman as she wonders what size she will be getting. His cock sprung out. To my surprise, it was big. My pussy was used to my husband's average cock. The officer's cock was going to stretch my pussy right in front of my husband. My mouth was watering by the time I took his cock in my hand and slid my mouth over the tip, sucking as I slid down the shaft. I felt my pussy pulse as I heard his deep, throaty moan. I went to town on his cock, gagging myself as I tried to stuff as much as I could down my throat. I sloppily sucked his cock until my jaws were on fire. As I stood up, I could see my husband's face pressed to the window. A jolt of excitement shot through me as I realized he was enjoying watching me pleasure the officer. My pussy was dripping wet as he turned my body so I was facing the car window where my husband was seated. My breasts were pressed up against the window as I felt his fingers enter me from behind. Two in my pussy and one in my ass. Oh, I cried out as he began massaging me inside. I couldn't hold back my orgasm again. I could feel my juices running down out of me and down his hand. Good little slut, he whispered into my ear as he grabbed my hair and pulled my head back. I felt empty when he removed his finger, but that feeling didn't last. Soon he replaced his finger with his thick cock. I cried out as he pushed it inside me. It was big. It was so much bigger than my husband's. I could feel my pussy being stretched. I arched my back and smashed my breasts against the window as the officer began stroking his cock back and forth inside me. I grinded back on him as my pussy began to pulse all over him, over and over. Damn, that's some good pussy, I heard him grit out as he began pounding me harder. My cries climbed higher and higher until I was screaming from the intensity of my orgasm. If he wasn't helping to hold me up in the car I was leaning on, I wouldn't have been able to stand. My legs were shaking as his cock slammed as far inside of me. I was sure he was hitting my ovaries. He pulled me back and bent me over more. I grabbed the door at the window. I looked right into my husband's hungry eyes as he watched me getting pounded from behind. Over and over, he slammed his raw cock inside me. It didn't take long for him to make me come again. I came even harder, being able to see my husband watch me get fucked. The officer's thrust became extremely hard until I felt him go stiff. His cock pulsed inside me. I couldn't believe he was coming in me, even though it felt amazing. He pulled out quickly and let his cum run out of me. I stood there for a second before standing up to get dressed. He didn't say another word to either of us. He just fixed his clothes and got in his police cruiser and left. I quickly got dressed and got in the driver's seat and drove us home. We didn't say anything on the way home. Once we got home, we took a look at each other and we knew we both wanted to fuck. We ran up to our room giggling like school kids. As soon as we got into the bedroom, he ripped my clothes off me and fucked me harder than he had ever before.
Thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on Facebook.com/TantalizingNature.